You are listening to WQED's Voice of the Arts podcast. I'm Emily Bruner, and today we have two members from the Carnegie Mellon University International Film Festival. We have Head of Marketing, Ritika Gokhale, and we also have Stephen Mackin. Welcome, Stephen and Ritika.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
Awesome. So CMU's International Film Festival happens every year. It's an amazing film festival full of so many interesting, cool Academy Award-winning films. It's running from March 21st to April 7th, so it starts tomorrow night. And the theme this year, I'm curious, is Faces of Fear. What does that mean? What are we going with that?
Sure, I think I will. So we thought it would be interesting to look at the emotion fear as something, like usually when you hear that in a movie, film, cinema context, your mind immediately jumps to horror movies. And as good as that genre is, we wanted to look at the fear aspect of cinema outside of making a horror film. For instance, in our opening night feature, Four Daughters, the fear comes from family ties. You know, what is your urge to power through with your family through tough times and tough struggles and things that might seem humiliating? You know, fear comes from the drive that you feel through your family, right? It's the compulsion to help when you feel you can't help very much. And it's not something jumping out and scaring you. It's the fear that maybe if you were in their shoes, you'd be weaker. And we wanted to explore this sentiment kind of to its maximum.
It's almost psychological fear is kind of what you're exploring. Yeah.
Absolutely. And it's not just that. I mean, we have amazing films like Green Border, which talk about the geopolitical tensions in countries. It's all about war. There are some films like The Anatomy of a Fall, which is, again, an Oscar-nominated film. And it's an amazing film which talks about the law and justice system. So we're tackling bold concepts this time. And we're kind of letting everyone sort of understand that there are reasons behind everything. And it's not always black or white. So we are kind of exploring the grays here, and we are facing our fears together this time.
Yeah, facing our fears. That's a good way to put that, especially in this year, this climate.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah. So much fear to talk about. So we talked a little bit about the opening premiere on Thursday, but can you talk a little bit more about what that film is?
So again, we are touching bold concepts this time, and we're not shying away from it. It's not like we want to make our audience uncomfortable, but there are certain topics and concepts that need to be heard. So this story is essentially a film in a film, where there are four daughters, out of which two daughters, out of the blue, disappear. And they apparently join a terrorist organization. So the emotions that go through a mother's psyche when their daughters just get up and leave, and she's left with two other of her daughters, and she is helpless. She doesn't know what to do. But there is a reasoning as to why those daughters have also been disappeared. So we are really hitting, you know, all kind of uncomfortable topics here. But I think that's the beauty of cinema. You can express something so grave, so artistically, and so poignantly. I think that's the way, that is why we decided to screen this film. There are a lot of other films featuring, there's one of our films called Sometimes I Think About Dying. So now when you hear of certain titles, I mean, you're going to shy away from them. You might not watch it, because at the end of the day, when you're out of work, you just want to watch something fun and light. But I think our festival really, you know, it's all about embracing the uncomfortability of things. So again, Daisy Ridley starring in that movie. So it's a big deal when you have such amazing actors also choosing to opt and work for such films, which gives us the confidence to screen them. Mm. So yeah, there are a lot of films on board. We have 13 films this year from all over the world. And it exposes us as students to so much of international cinema. I mean, I'm an Indian, and this time we have an Indian film called Agra, which again hits like the topics of identity and existential crisis in India, where everything is so competitive. So yeah, it's a wide range of topics we are covering this year.
And you talked about also, you said that almost all of the films are female directed. Is that correct?
Almost. And
almost.
Almost. But it was an amazing turnout. I think especially, I feel Four Daughters are opening night. I mean, Ben Hania, the director, she has directed amazing films before this. And our director, Yolanda Lyon, who is, you know, the boss of our organization, she is obsessed with her work. And when we heard that, you know, it's getting an Oscar nomination and it's something fresh and new, it's a film in a film. So that format excited us. And moreover, I mean, we should normalize that a director is a director. It's not a female director, but there's a reason why we have to constantly say that it's a female director. But right now, I think the turnout is speaking volumes that there are females this time around. And it's not like we went and we picked those films just because they were female directors. They just happened to be exceptionally well done films by the female crew. So I think that is what excited us, and we are very happy for that.
Yeah, that's amazing. That's incredible to have that much in a festival without even trying too, which is
exactly.
Fantastic. Yeah. And isn't the Four Daughters film, isn't it almost, it's kind of based on real life because it's semi-documentary, but
Yes.
Then there's some acting in it
yeah.
as well.
So if I could, yeah. So what Ritika meant when she said a film within a film is because half the cast is played by their real true to life selves in that the film is essentially a film about the filming of a documentary, which I just said the word film like 16 times. But so we see the camera crew, we see the casting process and the selection of actor or actresses to play the disappeared members of the family. And not just those two daughters, but there's also an actress who steps in for the mother in scenes that have been deemed like too painful for her to reenact truthfully. It's
wow.
Very interesting. I've never seen anything like it before.
This is a completely different format. So like, this is something that need to be, you know, like shown to the world. And especially like, if we have the platform as students to lead such a festival, I think it's incredible.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds such like a cool film. I saw it and I was like, oh, I think I've heard of this one. Yeah, it's incredible. I also wanted to talk about The Peasants, which seemed like such an interesting film. It is an animation, but it's based off of watercolor paintings.
Each and every scene has been basically painted. It's beautiful. I think it's, I mean, if even if you look at the stills of the film, like it just feels like it's hand drawn, and we have a lot of paintings that we are going to display for that film. So again, a very interesting concept. So the point was to sort of break out of the normalcy, to break out of a certain format and to explore such films. And we, as I said, we didn't like search for it. It just happened. Like we just found so many beautiful films across the globe that we just had to acquire them and had to call on people. And we have a lot of people coming in as well. A lot of the crew, a lot of even one of the directors. So it's going to be insane. We can't wait.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It's going to be so exciting. And it's not just a film festival. Like you said, you have like Q&As with directors and the crew, you'll have food. I mean, it's an event. It's not just a movie.
It is an event. And I think, how do I explain this? So maybe like as a student, come, we are all students here. We would be like, oh, it's just a screening. But what if in that sort of ticketed format, I'm getting something new to learn? And all of these Q&As are moderated by professors from universities across Pittsburgh. So we have professors from UPitt who are studying law and psychology to do a Q&A for Anatomy of a Fall. We have Professor Abraham doing a Q&A for Four Daughters. So these are all experts in their fields. So we are learning so much new, like so many new things. And apart from that, food always helps. It's like a great conversation starter. And we're sitting in Pittsburgh learning culture of the world. So even that is something that I found unique in this format. And I think our director Yolanda has been doing this for 18 years. And there's a reason that it is successful because people want to get the whole package and want their money to be resourceful as to wherever they're putting it. So, yeah.
Yeah, and they want to see really cool films that they probably
Absolutely.
can't see.
Absolutely.
And how do you guys go about picking the films? How do you go about like curating and that kind of
Yeah.
process?
Steven, you want to take this one?
Sure. After all, I had to do a whole bunch of that. So basically, a lot of it starts with Yolanta, who we keep talking about. Yolanta and the executive assistant Isaac, they because they have all these connections to distributors and producers and directors, and they send us a huge list of screeners, and they ask us, obviously, we suggest some too, and then they reach out and they get them. And we just pour through each one. We correlate these big piles of reviews, and we just narrow down from a massive selection. And so you can be confident when we're done that these are really the best of the best. And we try to get them all from different categories, different places, so that we're not showing two of the same thing ever.
There's like no genre that you're limited to. It's any kind of genre. It's any kind of format, as you said, with all these different kinds of
Also,
ways.
just to cut you, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
In talking to distributors is also like a big deal. And we're learning that on the go. Like, we're learning how to be in a professional setting by being interns at CMUIFF. So we're essentially doing what we're supposed to do 2, 3 years down the line, starting from today. So we are talking to top-end distributors, we are talking to directors one-on-one, and it's really exciting to just get to know so much about the industry firsthand.
In fact, I just hopped off a call with the director of Colette and Justin, which we're going to be screening in a week.
Very exciting. Oh, that's so cool. I mean, that's something that if you're interested in film or just anything really, it's such a great way to get into that and figure out
Absolutely.
how that industry works, because it's a very convoluted process.
Just to like put it out there, like a lot of our team members are doing like film and media studies. Like I am a master's student doing entertainment industry management. So it's more about the business in films and media. So for me to get into marketing and PR and handle this firsthand, it's basically like a course that I'm doing on the side. And this was actually a course at CMU, but then they turned it into like an organization which is supported by the Dietrich College of Social Sciences and Humanities. So again, an amazing deal, and we get to work with so many incredible people. So yeah.
So cool that CMU does that. I think it's one of the coolest things that CMU does. Do you guys have a favorite out of the films that you're premiering and showing? Do you have one that you like really are like, I really love this one?
Go ahead, Stephen. You answer that.
So I certainly do. I am a really big fan actually of Lost Souls, which we're currently putting together a big show for that one. We're going to get One Hood to come over and put on a youth performance, and then afterwards we have the director and the lead star coming to do a Q&A session. But aside from all the outside events, the film itself is kind of this strange coming of age story where this young rapper goes on this tour across Texas and California to LA with a couple of guys he just meets at a party. And it takes this almost cliched, played out idea and adds a little injection of what if they were running from something, right? Because all of them have this powerful force behind them that they're trying to escape. And you see it at the beginning, and then you don't see it for a very long time, and the tension builds in you. And aside from the plot, I mean, the movie itself is play, all, every actor is a real performer, a real musical artist, and you get all these original songs, this original music. It's kind of an epic story that I certainly felt needed to be told.
Oh, that sounds so cool. Yeah. What about you?
For me, I think I go for films that hit home, and my home is India. So obviously, Agra. I mean, I saw the whole film, and just to see the streets of, my city, but also like the bad parts of the city shown so beautifully. I think that is something that excited me. And more than that, the director of the film is someone who has done a lot of like commercial indie films before. So for him to break into this, extremely fearful movie is something that I've never seen him do. So again, this is something that I'm looking forward to, and more than that, the actors are incredible in the film. And yeah, I mean, it's hitting all the right topics, and these are actual real problems people in India, especially the men in India, are facing. And how men's sort of sexuality or identity is a little closeted in India because they're supposed to be tough, they're not supposed to cry, and how that can actually crumble them from the inside. That is something that I have never seen before, shown so beautifully and artistically. So yeah, that is what Agra is all about. And Agra again is the city where you have Taj Mahal. So that's a little exciting that you can see a different side of Agra here.
Yeah. Oh, that sounds really cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Those sound really like really two good picks. And if that's
Yeah.
like the cream of the crop, I'm really excited for this then.
Yes.
In addition to doing the film festival, you guys are also hosting a short film competition. Can you tell me a
Yes.
little bit about that?
Definitely. I think every year we make it a point to have this short film competition to introduce new talent, especially locally. You see, we're collaborating with so many universities here. We have students from UPIT, Carlo, Chatham, Point Park, all of them collaborating with us for this festival. So we sort of like owed it to the arts and the essence of arts to start the short film competition. So you can also like shoot it on your iPhone. You can have a proper short film done with a crew. You can do it individually. And anyone, absolutely anyone, can sign up. There's a minimal amount that you have to put in. And you can just publish your film and you can give it to us. We review, we have a panel. And through that, basically, we have winners and we have runner-ups and we have second runner-ups. And this is where it gets interesting. After you get your prizes, after we call out the winners, we essentially show their films to a crowd. So it's not just a competition. Your film is then being broadcasted to a larger set of audience. So it gives them sort of like a start in their career or some sort of like a motivation or like a confidence for them to keep on making films. And that's the whole idea. So it's like a film festival, a short film competition, and we also have a youth outreach program where we get in a lot of students who are interested in films to learn about films. So they can either work for us or they can, do certain little tasks here and there, or they can maybe apply for being volunteers in our film festival. And basically, they learn a lot again through practical means. That's what the youth outreach program is all about. So we have these exciting sections. And I think more than me saying so, if people could genuinely go to our website and see what is up, I think that would be really worth it. So I'm just putting it out there. www.cmeofm.com. Yeah.
Definitely check it out. It's a good website, I will say. You guys have a lot on there, which is perfect.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you guys want to talk about the CMU International Film Festival?
I don't know if I could plug just one more film. I mean, I mentioned a there's a lack of horror showings because we really wanted to evoke the emotion of fear in, I think, a more ordinary context because I think that's where it's most relevant to us. But we are showing one horror film, and if I could say it, The Vortilock. It's a French film, very interesting. And if you just like classic horror monster flick,
Yeah.
that's the one for you.
Yeah, a little bit of a sweetener there, you know. Just one thing to say that I would like to encourage everyone to sort of see it, see all the films. It's 2024, and we're all trying to be diverse and inclusive in our thoughts, in our actions, and also with the content that we're consuming. And I feel that this film festival is kind of like a one-stop shop for everything. And more than that, it's something to note that we're all students here doing our assignments, doing our work, but then showing up to create this really cool film festival. So again, this will be like a pat on the back for us if a lot of people show up. And yeah, just to have a better film festival next year. So you've got to start somewhere. So I think this is the place to be.
Oh, amazing. I hope it goes so well. Ritika and Steve, thank you so much for talking with me today. It's been awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you.